Funeral Home, Basement Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeForney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. We're just a few minutes away from the start of high school basketball, high school baseball between the D.C. Everest Evergreens and the Merrill Blue Jays. Feels a little like basketball weather because it is very cold up at the other athletic park in Merrill today. Skies have clouded over and we've got a stiff wind blowing from left to right field. And it's just the kind of weather where long johns and ski hats are what we're seeing in the dugouts for both of these teams. Took a little while to get the field ready for play here. We got a lot of rain in the Merrill area, just like we did down in Wausau and Schofield and Weston yesterday. So some extra diamond dry and a little extra time to work on the grounds here before we get the game going. Spend a moment speaking with the Everest coach Dave Langbin. The Evergreens were shut out in their last game, a no-hitter thrown by Spash. But, Coach, you know, I look back at that game. The Evergreens still hit a couple of hard line drives that all could have been hits.
He was on that game, and you know, I thought we had some really good quality swings against them. You know, their center fielder made two phenomenal plays on two balls that could have won us a game, and you know, that's kind of what a no-hitter's made out of, is great defense, great pitching. You know, the kid only threw 71, 75 pitches somewhere in there, and you know, he earned it.
That's something else that I take away from that game. At the high school level, when a pitcher's in a groove like that, when everything seems to be going over for strikes, he's throwing that second pitch for strikes too, the game goes really fast, and things suddenly become compressed. If you're a batter and you're in the lower half of the batting order, you might only get two or three whacks at him.
Yeah, and that's kind of what the case was the other night. And, you know, as a coach, sometimes you say, well, let's go up there and let's take pitches. But you couldn't afford to take pitches against him because he was throwing strikes every time. So, you know, that made it difficult.
That's an interesting point. I thought that also, that sometimes the first pitch in a sequence, if you were the batter, the best pitch that you would see would be that first one.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was typically right there with it. And, you know, a few times we put the bat to it pretty well, but unfortunately we hit it right at somebody.
So then what's the mindset of the team? I mean, it's obviously frustrating to go through a game and be shut out and not get a hit. Is it kind of a turn the page game today?
Yeah, we hope so. They know they can play with a team like that, and it's one of the top teams in the state, obviously one of the top pitchers in the state. And when you know you can stay right with them in a 1-0 game and have the opportunity to win, you know, you got to feel pretty good about that. But this today will be a good test, and, you know, we got to obviously come out and do our job.
Conversation with Coach Dave Langbin before the start of the game. D.C. Everest and Merrill. Merrill's only gotten in one game so far this year. They lost it to Rapids 5-4. The Evergreens come in 2-2, again being no hit their last time. Back with the lineups and the start of our game after a two-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're back at Merrill's Athletic Park. I'm Chris Conley. We're just a few minutes away from first pitch. The Merrill Blue Jays, the home team, have taken the field. Let's meet their starting lineup. David Pufall will be their starting pitcher, and he'll be facing this batting order for the D.C. Everest Evergreens, leading off the designated hitter, Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher is DHing for Bryce Hines, who gets the start in right field. Wyatt Brown plays center field and bats second for the Evergreens. Mike Plaza in left field, batting third. Cody Cocker, the Everest third baseman, will bat in the cleanup spot. Sean Ludke, the Evergreens starting pitcher, will bat for himself, and he'll bat fifth. Zach Hancock is the starting catcher. He's batting sixth. In right field, seventh, Bryce Hines. First baseman Brady Burrell, who pitched very well when last seen Tuesday against Stevens Point. He'll play first base, bat eighth. And shortstop Alex Kell will bat ninth. For the Evergreens, Hagenbusher, Brown, Plaza, Cocker, Lutke, Hancock, Hines, Burrell, and Kell to face David Pufall. Let's check the Merrill defense. Starting in left field, Alex Zettler will be out there. Drew Hoff is in center, and Brian Tankowitz is in right. Infield at third base, it's Mason Reinhart. Ty Grunewald will be the starting shortstop. Cole Guskey will be at second base, and Brad Yelke will be at first base. The battery, David Pufall, right-handed pitcher, and his catcher is Alex Klug. Final warm-up tosses being completed here, and then our game will be underway. This is the first of a baseball doubleheader. Wausau East has what's going to be a cold game at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll be playing the Red Raiders, and that's a live game at 7 o'clock. We will join it as soon as we are done here at Merrill's Athletic Park. So Evergreens first, Lumberjacks second on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I would estimate that we have a wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour here. Fly balls in the outfield could be an adventure from left to right. Today's Evergreens broadcast is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Mason Hagenbusher, left-handed batter, ready to step in to get our ball game underway. Again, the Evergreens have gone seven innings without getting a hit after having just one runner reach base on an error against Stevens Point. Pufall's first pitch misses outside, and we're underway from Athletic Park in Merrill. If it wasn't for the temporary home run fence, this would be by far the biggest ballpark that any of these teams in the Valley Conference would see. Used to be 580 feet to center field here. Now it plays 400 out there with 305 down the foul lines. Pitch misses away. It's two balls and no strikes to Hagenbusher. Evergreens would love to get off the snide and see a leadoff runner get on after base runners being such a rarity against Stevens Point. It's three straight balls there for David Pufall. He again has missed outside. See if Mason has to take until he gets a strike here. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, and that one is on the outside corner. Strike one. Game time temperature here in Merrill. Tell you in just a moment. Get the feeling, though, that we may be, if we're lucky, we're at 40 degrees. 3-1 pitch is down low in the dirt, and the Evergreens do indeed have their leadoff man aboard. Mason Hagenbusher has worked out a walk. Your friendly announcer guessed correctly. It is exactly 40 degrees at game time. Here comes Wyatt Brown with a man aboard. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. That's Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of Evergreen Sports. Hagenbusher with speed at first. Wyatt Brown swings and misses at a high fastball. Well, he didn't have the hold until that first strike came along, and Wyatt Brown swung at a pitch that was outside the strike zone. Pitch selection, a little bit of an issue for Wyatt Brown earlier in the year. We've talked before in our broadcast. He has trouble handling the off-speed stuff. Fastballs in the strike zone are there, One there. Throw over to first, slung over to first base by David Pufall, and almost threw wildly. Hagenbusch is back standing. Just underway, top of the first inning with no score. None out and a runner on. Here's the pitch to Wyatt Brown. That misses up high. It's one ball, one strike. Merrill Blue Jays were supposed to play yesterday. No one got their games in yesterday. A driving rain all across central Wisconsin. They were scheduled to play Wausau West. Makeup for that game has not been announced. Now, the Evergreens have lost two games. One's been rescheduled. Wyatt Brown swings and misses. High fastball again. Both of his strikes, both swinging, both really at the same pitch. Wyatt Brown's down on the count. One ball, two strikes. That leadoff man on, the mission here is to make sure you move the runner over. Third baseman Mason Reinhold guards the line there. Runner is going. Hit and run is on, and Wyatt Brown fouls it back into the screen behind home plate. Hagenbusher will go back to first base. Evergreens wear their road uniforms today. Gray pants with the green shirts trimmed in yellow. And Merrill's home jerseys are the half-sleeved blue, wearing their gray, which I guess could double as a road uniform as well. It's one ball, two strikes to Wyatt Brown as we reset. And David Pufall's taking a long time looking in to get his sign. Looked over the runner at first, pitches down low in the dirt, and Wyatt Brown does not bite. Two balls, two strikes. This is going to be the start of a busier stretch of the season for D.C. Everest. They'll play their home opener at Simon Field tomorrow. A doubleheader as Appleton East comes to town. First game, 11 o'clock. Both will be here on Fox Sports Radio. Ground ball to short. The runner is going, so it's not a double play ball. Ty Gruenwald throws across the diamond to Brad Yelke at first, and they get Wyatt Brown there. But Wyatt Brown did indeed move the runner over. So it's a ground out to shortstop, but it advances Mason Hagenbusher to second base. And the Evergreens will have a runner in scoring position for their 3 and 4 batters in the order. Mike Plaza will take his turn first. Plaza 0-for-3 against Stevens Point, but is 7 of 15 for the season, a .467 batting average here in the early going. And Mike Plaza is probably the best pure hitter on this Evergreens team. Two of his outs against Spash in that 0-for-3 game for him were line drives. Lays off the fastball high, and he's ahead in the count. One ball and no strikes. Mike Plaza's a junior. When he came up to the varsity as a sophomore, came up in the middle of the season, was really an offensive spark, and the question really was, well, where do you put him in the field? And Mike Plaza's defense has been adequate in left field. Line drive here into left field. It's a base hit. See if the Evergreens try and score the run. They're going to wave him around. Nope. Mason Hagenbusher made a wide turn to try and draw a throw and then retreats to third base. It's a single for Mike Plaza, and it puts runners on first and third for the Evergreens with one out. And I think the right call there was indeed to put up the stop sign for Mason Hagenbusher. He made the big turn at third base. The throw hit the cutoff man, and then Mason Hagenbusher, I mean, he wasn't really trying to score there, retreated to third. So with one out, there are runners on the corners for Cody Cocker, the Evergreens' third baseman. Cody comes into today's game 3 of 15, so he's been off to a slow start at the plate. David Pufall checks the runner. Runner is going from first into the double steal. They do throw down, and it's a stolen base for Mike Plaza. The runner at third does not advance. So the Evergreens accomplished now putting two men in scoring position instead of one. Thought Pufall's delivery to the plate was a little slow there, and that let Mike Plaza take that stolen base. So a hit from Cocker to the outfield could bring in two. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's low outside, two balls, no strikes. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. You could use some of their wool products today. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection, wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs at Baseman's blowout hunting sale. Chopped up the first base line, that's fouled. It's two balls and one strike. Our broadcast position here in Merrill. Merrill's Athletic Park is one of my favorite places to visit. Very nice facility. And our broadcast facility is up high in between the first base dugout and home plate. Got a good view of the field here. And Cody Cocker awaits Pufall's 2-1 pitch. And that's bounced down low, three balls and one strike. Pufall's been behind all of the batters that he's faced so far. Sean Lutke, The Evergreen starting pitcher awaits on deck. Love to stake himself to a little bit of a lead before he even toes the rubber in this game. Pufall comes set. Here's the 3-1 pitch with runners on second and third. He just loaded the bases. Ball four is a fastball outside to Cody Cocker. And now the bases are full of Evergreens for Sean Lutke. And we're going to get a visit to the mound here to try and settle down David Pufall. Brian Artak is the Merrill head coach, coming out there to have a chat with his starting pitcher. Pufall is a senior, issued one walk, actually two walks, and a hit. That's how the runners are on here. It's Hagen Buescher, the runner at third, Plaza, the runner at second, and Cody Cocker, the runner at first. As the conference breaks up, and Sean Lutke will try and help himself with the bases loaded. Pufall has his sign, and here's his pitch to Lutke, swing and a miss. Big cut. At a fastball that looked like it was in the strike zone, Lutke just didn't catch up with it. Behind 0-1. Pufall checks the runner at first. Big lead here. There's a fastball that's fouled off over the dugout along the third baseline and out of play. First time that we've seen Pufall work ahead in the count. He's up 0-2 on Sean Lutke. There is no one out. There's a one out, correction, one out, and the bases are loaded here in the first inning. 0-2 pitch. It's way up high, overthrown. One ball and two strikes. Wyatt Brown is the only Evergreen that's been retired in this first inning on a ground out to short that still managed to advance a runner for DC Ever, so not a wasted at-bat by any means. 1-2 pitch coming here, tried an off-speed pitch. Was unable to get that over for a strike. It's 2-2. Trying to see if he could get Lutke to go on the cheap there, and he did not. Evergreen's baseball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful baseball season. 2-2 delivery here, and that's a low fastball. It's popped up to left field. Is this deep enough to score a run? Probably is. Catching out there is Alex Zettler, and the Evergreens have the runner tag at third. Mason Hagenbuescher makes it home, and it's a sacrifice and an RBI for Sean Lutke on his flyout to left. Now the Evergreens able to load up the bases. Now there are two outs. Evergreens are going to be looking to get more than just one run out of this. And that will be up to Zach Hancock. Hancock has started one of the Evergreens' four games to date. And Hancock was one of three in that game. He was the starting catcher as the Evergreens took on Economowoc, and he takes a strike there on the outside corner. Still runners at first and second for the Evergreens with one run in as we play the top of the first inning. And here comes the pitch to Hancock, and that one is popped foul into the screen. It's no balls and two strikes. So Merrill's pitcher, David Pufall, is one pitch away from getting out of what's been kind of a rocky first inning. Zach Hancock tries to keep this going. Here is the 0-2 pitch, and that missed up high. It's a ball and two strikes. We don't keep an official pitch count in these games, but the pitch count has got to be high getting through this first inning for David Pufall. He is facing his sixth batter. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Runners going. Pitch is up high. Catcher didn't catch that pitch cleanly, and both runners advance. Runners were going with the pitch, so you'd score stolen bases for Mike Plaza, who now advances from second to third, and Cody Cocker, who advances from first to second. So at the count 2-2, there are now two men in scoring position. Swing and a miss, and that brings the inning to an end. David Pufall could have gotten himself into a bit more trouble than he did. The Evergreens get one run on one hit and leave two men in scoring position. After a half inning, D.C. Everest won and Merrill coming to bat. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may be made by the judge or jury. You are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you are injured in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by calling Tlusty & Kennedy Law Firm. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
We are Mossworth!
Bottom of the first inning is on from Athletic Park in Merrill. I'm Chris Conley. Let's check the Merrill Blue Jays batting order. Mason Reinhart, the third baseman, leads off. Pitcher David Poupall will bat second. The shortstop, Ty Grunewald, bats third. Alex Klug, the catcher, will bat in the four spot. Brad Jelke, the first baseman, bats fifth. David Hoff in center field, bats sixth. So that's Drew Hoff in center field. Second baseman, Cole Guskey, is going to bat seventh. Alex Zettler, the left fielder, will bat eighth, and Brian Stockowitz, the right fielder, will bat ninth. That's Reinhart, Poufall, Grunewald, Klug, Jelke, Hoff, Guskey, Zettler, and Stockowitz, the batting order for the Merrill Blue Jays. Defensively for the Evergreens, outfield left to right, Mike Plaza's in left, Wyatt Brown in center field. Brown's got blazing speed and is maybe the best defensive center fielder in the Valley Conference. Bryce Hines is the right fielder for the Evergreens. In the infield, Cody Cocker at third. Alex Kell is today's starting shortstop. Nathan Sleafert will play second base and Brady Burrell at first. The battery mate, Zach Hancock, catches. And here's Sean Lutke with his first pitch to Mason Reinhart. Off speed, swings and misses. Foul tipped back into the catcher's glove for strike one. Evergreen fans can make an argument that they should have gotten more than what they got out of that first inning. Bases loaded. Inning ended with runners on second and third, and only one run came in. Off-speed pitch there from Lutke is bounced in front of the plate. It's one ball and one strike. Game one of a Friday afternoon and evening Fox Sports doubleheader. Over-the-top fastball from Lutke. Lutke kind of altered his motion there and also kind of rushed his pitch and left it up high. Two balls and one strike. Lutke plays the outfield when he's not pitching, misses wide there, and he's behind three balls and two strikes. You know, we are toasty warm in the press box here. Being outside in the elements and having to pitch in this weather may be kind of a different story. In fact, this is the coldest game that the Evergreens have seen so far, even during that season opener when it was windy in Wisconsin Rapids. We were in the 50s instead of the 40s, and Lutke misses up high with a fastball. So four of his first five pitches are balls, and he's issued a free pass to Mason Reinhart. David Poufall, the starting pitcher, comes in. And wow, one of the things that will make a difference weather-wise today, if we can get some sunshine through the clouds, and some sunshine is just starting to peek through right now for the first time this afternoon. That's nice. Pitch inside has just hit David Poufall. Looked like it hit him either just above the hips or near the rib cage. And the first two Merrill Blue Jays have reached base. A walk and a hit batsman. And Evergreen's catcher Zach Hancock is going to go out to the mound and have a little chat with Sean Lutke. We're also going to get a courtesy runner here for the pitcher.
Jacob
Sabe comes out. And Poufall, you'll want to keep your pitcher out of the elements here on a day like this. So pitcher Poufall will go right back to the dugout. And now pitcher Sean Lutke is taking a long look over at first base. None out and two on for the Merrill Blue Jays as they try and answer the one run that the Evergreens scored earlier. Lutke was the starting pitcher in the Evergreens' second game of the season against Kenosha Indian Trails. He took the loss in that game. Pitch there is up high. All right, he's officially having a hard time finding the strike zone. So far, at least, everything's been up. Ty Grunewald is taking his turn with runners at first and second. And that one's over, a high strike. One ball, one strike. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964, call Glenray Radiators. 1-2 pitch. And here's a line drive. Got under it a little bit to right field. There's room for Bryce Hines, who makes the catch. The lead runner is tagging from second to third. What a long throw by Hines, and they got him! What a strike from right field to third base to cut down the lead runner, Mason Reinhart, on an unusual double play. Big assist for Bryce Hines in the outfield. Now, the fly ball was not particularly deep, but Hines threw a strike all the way across the diamond from right field to third baseman Cody Cocker, and Mason Reinhart is cut down at third base. And now there's only one man on first base left for the Merrill Blue Jays, and there's two outs. Here comes Alex Klug, the catcher. Looks like he's one of the bigger kids on the Merrill team, stands tall in that batter's box. Pitch to him, missed down low for a ball. Evergreens lead 1-0 as we play the bottom of the first inning against the Merrill Blue Jays. Here comes Lutke's 1-0 pitch. That was an off-speed pitch. It's fouled back into the screen. One ball and one strike. Brad Jelke awaits in the on-deck circle should the inning continue for the Blue Jays. Had two on and none out. And perhaps being overly aggressive on the base paths costs a scoring opportunity here. That pitch is down low, two balls and one strike. Lutke, though, for the Evergreens, has not looked particularly sharp here in the early going. He's pitched from behind so far in this first inning. Even though the Blue Jays do not have a hit, runners have reached on a walk and on a hit batsman. That pitch is fouled off, and it's two balls and two strikes. And Lutke's walking around behind the mound. Now he retoes the rubber. Lutke worked four innings in that first effort, second game of the season. That pitch misses. Three balls and two strikes. The count goes full. Lutke, in those four innings that he worked, allowed three runs. Two of them were earned. Lutke struck out one batter and did not issue a free pass in what turned out to be an Evergreen 6-2 loss in that first game of the triangular at Oconomowoc. 3-2 pitch, and that's fouled back. We'll do it again. With two outs, runner, of course, going at first base. So that runner, the courtesy runner for David Poffall, is going to, David Poffall is going to get a big head start here. Jacob Slaby is the runner at first base, and here comes the 3-2 pitch again. Off-speed pitch, and that's fouled off down the third baseline. So we reset in what has become now a 7-pitch at-bat. For catcher Alex Klug. Getting a sign from his coach at third base at 3-2 and two outs. Nothing to do but hit the ball here. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And Sean Lutke again kind of rushed that pitch and changed his motion and left it down low for ball four. It's a walk. That's twice that it looks like Lutke has almost tried to quick pitch. I'm not sure if he's doing that on purpose or if he just has no rhythm at this point in the game. Both of those pitches have looked ugly. Missed bad with kind of a funny rotation.
Adam Messerschmidt, courtesy runner for Klug the catcher.
Klug will not run for himself. Adam Messerschmidt, Jr., will go out there and pinch run. So with two outs, there are runners on first and second. Evergreens have won in, and Merrill does not. It's 1-0 as we play the bottom of the first. And here's a ground ball. First ball hitting from Brad Jelke. It is fielded cleanly by the first baseman. It's got a flip to the pitcher covering, not in time. That's going to be an infield hit. Was one of those in-between ground balls where either the first baseman Brady Burrell or the second baseman Nathan Sleaford could field it. But Lutke, the pitcher, had to cover first there and did not get over in time. And Brad Jelke has himself an infield hit. And now the bases are loaded with two outs. Evergreens have had trouble on pitcher covering plays. We've seen that in other games this season. Here comes Drew Hoff, the center fielder, with the bases loaded. And the first pitch is low strike for strike one. I would think with bases loaded, you want to see that first strike, and he has now seen it. Bases full of Blue Jays. Two outs, and the Evergreens 1-0 lead seems a little precarious. There's a low pitch bounced and gets behind the catcher, and it's going to cost the Evergreens a run. It's going to be a wild pitch there on Sean Lutke. Lutke bounced that well in front of home plate, and Zach Hancock could not get in front of it. And the runner scores from third base on the wild pitch. Our game now tied 1-1 here in the first inning. Runners on base also moving up on the wild pitch. So with two outs, there are runners on second and third. And that misses inside to Drew Hoff. Two balls and one strike. So Lutke is in danger of loading up the bases again if he can't find the strike zone. Cole Guskey awaits on deck should the inning continue. And that pitch misses inside. Three balls and a strike. With the cold weather and with the pitchers struggling, who knows, it may be that kind of game. Weather's not cooperating, makes it difficult to throw. 3-1 pitch, taking all the way. That's over for a strike, and the count goes full. One of our friends here in the press box had said that it was David Pufall who got through the first inning with 22 pitches. Sean Lutke's pitch count is just as high, maybe higher here in the first inning. 3-2 pitch, line drive to center field. It drops for a base hit. One run is in. Merrill's going to try and score a second. Throw is cut off. A run is in. They've got the base runner caught in a rundown between first and second. See if the Evergreens can get out of the inning here, even though the hit brings in two runs. There's the tag, and Drew Hoff is out. So Hoff got caught in the rundown, but his hit still brings in two runs for the Blue Jays. They get three across in the inning, and at the end of one, it's the Merrill Blue Jays 3, D.C. Everest 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit easylivingmanagement.com.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
This is WRIG Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens scored one run in their half of the first inning, and then Merrill put up three of their own in their bottom half of the inning. Top of the second is on. David Pufall pitching for the Blue Jays against Bryce Hines, the right fielder. Hines threw that strike from right field that cut down a runner at third. The Blue Jays could have gotten more runs. First pitch to him is inside, ball one. Takes again, and it's two balls and no strikes. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. There's a pitch, foul back, fastball into the screens, two balls and one strike. Continues to be a windy day. The wind, I thought, had been blowing left to right. Now it looks like, if anything, it's blowing in. We had a little bit of sunshine. We've lost that to the clouds. Here's a ground ball to short. Ty Grunewald, cleanly, quick release over to first to retire Bryce Hines. So for the first time in the game, we've seen a pitcher retire the leadoff batter. And the Evergreens, two runs down, send Brady Burrell to the plate. We'll talk a little about Brady Burrell's pitching, because Brady Burrell looks like he will establish himself as the Evergreens' number one pitcher. He matched zeros in the Spash game through six innings. Although he did not help himself defensively in the sixth inning, the one run in Tuesday's 1-0 loss moved to second base on a Brady Burrell error, sacrifice bunt that he was unable to pick up barehanded, and then moved to third on a throwing error from pitcher Brady Burrell. So while Burrell's pitching was sharp, those two errors in that critical bottom of the sixth inning ultimately sunk him in the 1-0 game to Spash. He's worked ahead in the count here, two balls, no strikes against David Pufall. Pitch there is over for strike one. Two balls, one strike. Our game got underway about 15 minutes late. We needed some extra time to work on the field because of the rain. Once we are done, live coverage of the Wausau East Wisconsin Rapids game. That's off the fist in the infield, caught by Brad Yelke at first base. And Brady Burrell is retired. He was jammed there. And Alex Kell comes up to take his turn for D.C. Everest. If Pufall can get Kell, what a nice recovery that would be for him after a rocky first inning, settling down nicely in the second. And the first pitch to Alex Kell is over for strike one. Evergreen sent six men to the plate in the first inning, loaded the bases, but got only one run. Merrill sent six men to the plate, had two hits, got three across, and had a runner cut down at third base, which could have gotten them even more. Count is one ball and one strike now to Alex Kell. And here's the pitch. There's a line drive just over the head of the third baseman, Mason Reinhardt, and into the left field corner. Cutting it off and keeping it from going any further was Alex Zettler, the left fielder. It's a long single for Alex Kell with two outs. And the Evergreens have their second hit of the ball game. And we come to the top of the order. Mason Hagenbusher will take his turn. Left-handed batter. He's the only lefty in this Evergreens batting order who will face David Pufall, and he'll bat with two outs. Mason walked his first time up, swings and misses at the first pitch to fastball, and is fouled back for a strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by our new website, everythingevergreens.com. If you're at the game, post your photos to everythingevergreens.com. Use the hashtag DCEverest. And if not, you can hear our play-by-play podcast and see game photos anytime at everythingevergreens.com. Hagenbusher awaits the 0-1 pitch. And there's a line drive into left field. It's going to get in front of left fielder Alex Zettler, and the Evergreens have something going with two outs. Back-to-back singles put runners on first and second. Hagenbusher for the season now improves to 8-17, 8-17 at the plate. Nice start. Mason is DHing today. Normally he is the Evergreens catcher. And he still bats leadoff, something unusual that you'll probably only see in high school baseball. Catcher, one of the faster kids on the team, bats leadoff. Wyatt Brown, who's probably a little faster than Mason, bats second because Wyatt doesn't get on base quite as much. Pitch to Wyatt Brown is over the outside corner. That's strike one. Wyatt Brown here will try and keep the rally going. Two-out singles. Put runners on first and second. The Evergreens trail by two runs. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Wyatt Brown, and that misses up high. It's a ball and a strike. And if you're David Pufall, you know, it's early in the season, so maybe you don't have as much scouting on the other team as you would like. Pufall may not realize that Wyatt Brown is the batter he wants to face because Mike Plaza, Evergreen's best hitter, awaits on deck. You'd like to see him coming up to lead off the inning with no one on instead of him batting with the bases loaded. Pitches down low to Wyatt Brown. It's two balls and one strike. All right, Wyatt should get a pitch to hit here. Got to figure it 2-1. This has got to be a fastball. Pufall's not going to throw something off speed. Here comes the pitch. Got the fastball and fouled it back. Two balls, two strikes. So now it becomes a little more of a guessing game as to what pitch selection is going to be. Again, if you have the scouting report and know that Wyatt Brown kind of struggles with the curve, that might be a good pitch selection here. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, it is fouled, foul tipped, and the umpire is indicating that it was a drop third strike. Thought the umpire threw up his hands indicating it was foul. No, he indicated a drop third strike. Throw over to first, retires Wyatt Brown. Brown is a strikeout victim, bringing the inning to an end. The Evergreens do not score. They get two hits and leave two men on base. At the end of an inning and a half, Merrill leads DC Everest 3-1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Merrill, where the Blue Jays are on the bat for the bottom half of the second inning, working on a 3-1 lead. Cole Guskey leads off and takes the first pitch for a strike. Sean Lutke gave up two hits, allowed two walks, and hit a batter in what was a rocky first inning. See if he can settle down, as well as David Poupall did back in his half of the second inning. Pitch misses up high. It's one ball and one strike. Cole Guskey is the starting second baseman for the Blue Jays, bats seventh, and he fouls that one off down the first base line over the D.C. Everest dugout. It's one ball and two strikes. Here we are 3 weeks into the season, and the Evergreens have not played their first home game yet. That will change tomorrow, doubleheader against Appleton East. If you'd like to come out and see these Evergreens at Simon Field, here's a two-strike ground ball. Slow roller to shortstop Alex Kell. Long throw. Got him. Nice play, Alex Kell. Kell should have charged that ball. He stayed back and then had to rush his throw, but was still able to get it over to Brady Burrell at first base to retire Cole Guskey. Here comes Alex Zettler, the left fielder. We will have both games of that doubleheader at Simon Field tomorrow here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll begin at 10:45 in the morning. First pitch scheduled for 11 o'clock. Second game will be on the air a half hour after our first goes final. We figure around 1 or 1:30. So a nice day of baseball tomorrow. Sun's supposed to be out. It's supposed to be a little warmer. First pitch here from Lutke to Zettler is over for strike one. One out and none on as we play the bottom of the second. Merrill has a 3-1 lead. Lutke bounced that one in front of home plate. One ball and one strike. If you haven't seen Simon Field, well, like a lot of the fields here, the grass hasn't really greened up yet. It's still cold at night. We've had a lot of rain still. A lot of areas still have some frost. Lutke again with that quick pitch. This one's hit on the ground to short. Alex Kell again, low throw. Dug out at first by Brady Burrell. Nice play. Saved his shortstop an error there. Two up and two down. Brady Burrell's got a smile on his face. It's a platoon situation at first base for the Evergreens. Brady Burrell will be there when he's not pitching. Josh Merchant will be at first base when Brady Burrell is pitching. Merchant had a couple of nice picks at first in the game at Stevens Point. Was able to dig out a low throw, and Brady Burrell showed, hey, I can do that too. Brian Stockiewicz, batting ninth in the Merrill batting order, now takes his turn with two outs and none on. First pitch is down low to him. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. They say that you step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Lutke checks his sign. Here comes the high kick. And that's over for a strike. Lutke does not have consistency in throwing motion or delivery. A lot of different looks, and I'm not sure all of them are intentional. It's one ball, one strike. Two outs and none on. High kick again. And you know, with that high kick, he's getting the fastball over. That motion, those mechanics, seem to be good for strikes. It's one ball and two strikes here. See what Lutke can do now here ahead in the count. Two outs, looking for a quiet bottom of the second. Here's the pitch, and that's fouled back. So he stayed a ball and two strikes. Yeah, looking forward to some nicer, warmer weather. It may be a little cool in the morning, so Can't really say what game time temperatures might be like, but we're going to warm into the 50s with sunshine. I think the winds will die down tomorrow. Two strikes with a long fly ball to center field. Wyatt Brown is ranging over to right center. He's under it, and he makes the catch. It's a three-up, three-down inning for Sean Lutke. Merrill does not score in the bottom of the second inning. Top of the third coming up with the Blue Jays leading the D.C. Everest Evergreens 3-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Fox Sports!
I'm Chris Conley back at Merrill's Athletic Park, where the Evergreens scored a run in the top of the first and then gave up three in the bottom of the first, and that's where we stand. Scoreless since then as we come to the top of the third inning. Mike Plaza, Cody Conker, and Sean Lutke, 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order to bat here in the top of the third against David Pupall. And here's the first pitch to Mike Plaza. It misses inside for ball one. Plaza singled his first time up. That single loaded up the bases. Pitch to Plaza is down low. It's two balls and no strikes. Today's ball game, D.C. Everest against Merrill, brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pufall has fallen behind 3-0. His fastball misses up high to Mike Plaza. See if Plaza's going to get one to hit here. As again, a little bit of sunshine tries to peek through the clouds, and that's the difference between this being a pleasant or an unpleasant day. And Mike Plaza has just been issued a 4-pitch walk. That ball was down low. You can hear a little bit of wind, I would imagine, against our field microphones, which we have kept down pretty low, so it doesn't sound like we have a wildfire on our hands here. The sound of wind blowing against an open microphone outside of our press box. Plaza is on first. That is the third walk issued by Pufall. And here comes Cody Conker. Pitch to him is down low. So Pufall's effort has been uneven so far. Struggled in the first inning, looked good in the second, and seems to again be having a little trouble finding the plate here in the third. Comes set to Conker. 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside corner. It's one ball, one strike. How cold is it? Home plate umpire, wearing gloves today. Infield umpire, too. Players can't really. Certainly the pitchers can't. Men in blue can. One ball, one strike to Cody Conker. Runners going here. Pitches down low, and this is a stolen base for Mike Plaza. Plaza got a really big jump, and the pitch was hard to handle, too. Pufall's delivery there was down low in the dirt. So the Evergreens have a stolen base and move a man into scoring position with no one out here in the top of the third inning. Evergreens own the hit column 3-2, even though they trail by 2 runs. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike to Cody Conker. Base hit to the outfield probably brings in Mike Plaza, who has good speed. Conker swings and misses at a letter-high fastball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's the one that he's got to try and lay off on. Merrill plays the infield back. Of course they would. Pitch to Cody Conker is outside. We've gone full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ty Grunewald, the shortstop, is shaded a little bit to the second base side. almost like if Mike Plaza gets too far away, the shortstop's going to try and sneak in behind him. 3-2 pitch coming to Cody Cocker, swings and fouls that one off. Just got a piece to stay alive. So we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. You can tell already with the way both starting pitchers have struggled a bit, the bullpen's going to factor into this ballgame. Not sure how deep either of these starters are going to go with the number of pitches it's taken them to get through these innings far. Here comes another 3-2 pitch, and that is swung and missed and dropped and gets away from the catcher and goes all the way to the backstop. So even though Cody Cocker has struck out, he is going to reach first base, and Mike Plaza is going to advance to third. So a dropped third strike. Got to assess an error there on the catcher for letting that get away, and the Evergreens have runners on the corners, no one out.
Pitcher.
Here's Sean Lutke, the pitcher, trying to help himself out here with runners on the corners. Evergreens threatening, trailing by two. And David Pufall takes a long time to look inside and get his sign here. Cody Cocker's got good speed, and he's going on the first pitch. Fastball is up high. It's cut off. Evergreens try and score a run, and Mike Plaza is in there. Evergreens use the double steal. Merrill cut it off at the shortstop, and Mike Plaza still beat the throw home, and the Evergreens get a run. And Cody Cocker also advances to second base there, so our score is 3-2. And now with a 1-0 count to Sean Lutke, base hit to the outfield could very well tie this game. Pufall comes set. Here's his pitch. Missed outside there. It's 2 balls and a strike. Zach Hancock awaits on deck. Top of the third inning here as the Evergreens are trying to get even in this ballgame. And here comes the 2-0 pitch. Swings at a high strike. 2 balls and a strike. Lutke couldn't hold off that high fastball. When you're ahead in the count, you want to look for a better pitch than that to do something with. Instead, 2-1 with a runner on second. Here it comes, and there's a ground ball knocked up the middle. Fielded in the infield, up, gets through, and the Evergreens are going to try and score another run here. Play at the plate, and in, safe. Is Cody Cocker, and the Evergreens have tied the game. That ball was hit right back through the box by Sean Lutke. At first, I thought the pitcher was going to stop it. Second baseman had a chance to keep it from going through. In fact, it got all the way through the infield and went into the outfield, and that allowed the run to score, even though the play at the plate was kind of close. Sean Lutke gets himself an RBI, and we are tied 3-3. Still nobody out. Lutke will get credit for a single. It is the fourth hit of the game for the Evergreens. He moves to second on the throw. Here comes Zach Hancock, who was a strikeout victim his first time up. Evergreens have fought back to tie this game. First pitch is fouled away by Hancock, strike one. Evergreens in conference play, one win and one loss. A 7-0 victory over Wisconsin Rapids on opening day, and then 1-0 loss here. Hancock is looking to bunt and move the runner over. Pushes it back to the mound. Pitcher fields and throws to first. And David Pufall gets the out there. But the Evergreens move what would be the go-ahead run now to third base with only one out. So Hancock was asked to advance the runner, and indeed he did. Not sure how much sense it makes to play small ball in a game where you can just tell a lot of runs are going to be scored. But the Evergreens want to cash in with that runner that they had in scoring position. And now Bryce Hines comes to the plate. Hines grounded out his first time up. And Hines takes an inside strike. First pitch in his sequence from David Pufall. Sean Lutke is the runner at third base. The Evergreens try and get him home. One out here. Pitches up high. 1 ball, 1 strike. So in this situation, the batter's job is to put the ball in play. That runner from third can score on so many different scenarios. Merrill plays the infield even with the bag at third, and they play for the out, playing the shortstop second baseman back. So Merrill will be willing to surrender a run here. Pitch is outside. It's one ball and two strikes now to Bryce Hines. Should Hines not be able to bring the runner in, it's up to Brady Burrell, who would wait on deck here. And here's the pitch there on the outside corner, and that's strike three. Bryce Hines looked at a call third strike. Pretty good pitch from David Pufall. No argument there. He got the outside black. And it is indeed up to Brady Burrell with two outs to pick up that man on third base. Evergreens with two in, and we're tied 3-3 as we play the top of the third inning. And here is Brady Burrell. Burrell, first ball swinging, fouled behind home plate and out of play. We've got about, between a dozen or maybe 20 Evergreens fans who are here. Working parents, I'm sure, listen to the first part of the game on the radio and then arrive at the ballpark. And the fans who are here are bundled up. Pitch to Burrell is on the outside corner again. That's a nice pitch. Pufall's done well when he's kept that fastball from center out at home plate. He's ahead here 0-2. So the Evergreens in danger of stranding a runner on third base, and here's the 0-2 pitch, fouled back. So we stay at no balls and two strikes. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. They say, we're here to help. They're representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call Telesti and Kennedy SC Attorneys at Law for a free consultation. Pufall comes set again. His 0-2 pitch, there's a line drive down the third baseline, first baseline rather, and it is foul, out of play. The Evergreens have their JV team in that corner down the right field line. The JVs were going to play at the field up at Merrill High School. That field's not quite ready for baseball, so the JV game will be played here at Merrill's Athletic Park. 0-2 pitch is a fastball up high for ball one. We do have lights here. My prediction for the JV game is going to be cold. Once the sun goes down here and the lights come on, going to be a rough second game. One ball, two strikes. A late swing, a soft flyout to the second baseman Cole Guskey, who calls and catches and brings the inning to a close. The Evergreens get two in and tie the game 3-3, but leave the go-ahead runner at third base. At the end of two and a half innings, it's DC Everest 3, the Merrill Blue Jays 3. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
The bottom of the third inning is on from Athletic Park in Merrill, and Sean Lukey is hoping that he can duplicate what we saw from him in the second inning. He struggled in the first, two walks, a hit batsman, two hits, three runs. Then Lukey retired the Blue Jays, three up, three down in the second. Try to build on that success as the top of the Merrill batting order comes in. Mason Reinholt, David Pupol, and Ty Grunewald to bat 1, 2, and 3. Reinholt was issued a walk his first time up. He saw five pitches, and four of them were outside the strike zone. Let's see if Lutke settled down here. Nope, first pitch is down low in the dirt. Ball one. Today's Evergreens baseball game from Merrill brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile? See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Chop to short, deep in the hole here. Long throw for Alex Kell, and safe. Long infield hit to lead off the third inning for Mason Reinholt. Lutke, the shortstop, Alex Kell, the shortstop, had to go deep in the hole toward third base, and that's a very tough throw, particularly on a ball that's not hit particularly hard. Legged out by the leadoff batter, Mason Reinhold, who finds himself aboard in both of his plate appearances. It is Merrill's third hit of the ball game, and here comes left-handed batting David Pufall. Runner's got a big lead there. Pitch is outside for ball one. The runner is not going. Evergreens had a 1-0 lead. Merrill answered with three runs in their half of the first inning, 3-1. And the Evergreens scoring two here in the top of this third inning. Looking to bunt the runner over, bunted to the third baseman, Cody Cocker. Cocker tries to go to second. The runner is safe, and the second baseman couldn't hold the ball. Oh, that's frustrating. Merrill was willing to give up an out in that situation, and instead, everybody is safe. And it will be scored an error because the throw was dropped at second base. So David Pufall reaches on the fielder's choice, and the runner advances to second base on an error. It was Nate Sleaford, the second baseman, who dropped the throw there. Now, in the Stevens Point game, granted the Evergreens had less margin for error. We saw a bunt situation there where the team's willing to give up the out, and the Evergreens failed to record it. Ty Gruenwald to bat now. He was looking to bunt too. Pulled the bat away, and the first pitch is ball one. Nobody out. Runners on first and second. I would think you want your number three man in the batting order to swing away here. Sacrifice bunt is popped up and caught by the catcher in foul territory. Zach Hancock makes the catch, and that's the first out. So the Evergreens make an error in the field to allow the runner to get to second base. And then Merrill makes an error at the plate with Ty Gruenwald unable to get that bunt down.
Now batting for Merrill, Alex Kluth.
I mean, the idea there, I'm not sure if I agree with trying to bunt runners over this early in what may be a high-scoring game, but you were going to try and put two men in scoring position for your cleanup batter. That strategy didn't work. First pitch is fouled off here on a check swing. Alex Klug checked his swing and bounced the ball down the first baseline out of play. So with one out, Merrill still has runners on first and second. Klug walked his first time up. Scored one of Merrill's three runs in that first inning. Pitch there, just missed outside. It's one ball and one strike. Evergreens have three games next week and a doubleheader tomorrow. So that's five games in 7 days. Busy stretch of the season. Off-speed pitch there. Lutke's unable to throw that for a strike. Two balls and one strike. In fact, I don't think we've seen any of Lutke's breaking pitches or curves over for a strike. His strike and his out pitch has been that fastball. He's behind in the count here to Alex Klug. Two balls and one strike. Again, Klug just looks like a dangerous hitter. Stands tall in the batter's box. He thought that Lutke was taking a little too long and steps out. Reinhardt is the runner at second. Pufall's the runner at first. And here comes the 2-1 pitch. That misses down low. Zach Hancock, the Evergreens catcher, got down low to try and keep the runner from advancing. It's three balls and one strike, and Coach Dave Langman pops out of the dugout. He's going to have a talk with his pitcher, Sean Lutke. Wants Lutke to throw strikes here, 3-1. You don't want to be in danger of loading the bases here. Lutke has already walked two and has no strikeouts for the game. Lutke has also uncorked a wild pitch, and that wild pitch cost him a run back in that three-run first inning. Coach Langman kind of shrugs his shoulders. Throw strikes, young man. Seems like the message is pretty straightforward, and Coach Langman is not going to make a pitching change mid-count. It is three balls and one strike. He's going to head back to the dugout. Sean Lutke has re-toed the rubber and is waiting for Alex Klug to step back. And Klug is in two, and now we're set for a 3-1 pitch with one out and two on. Here it comes, and down low for ball four. So after Coach pays a visit, the next pitch is not a particularly good one, and the bases are loaded. Reinhardt at third, Poopall at second, and Alex Klug at first. In fact, we've got a courtesy runner here. This is the second time that we have seen Adam Messerschmidt come out to pinch run. He's pinch running for Klug, the catcher, at first base. The bases are full of Blue Jays with one out here in the bottom of the third inning, tied 3-3. And Brad Yelke will see if he has something to say about the score of this ballgame. Lukey with a high pitch, and here's a ground ball to second base. Double play, flip to short, nope, the ball is dropped, and everybody is safe. You know, you could argue whether or not that was a transfer play in and out, but I don't think the shortstop was on the base when he fielded that throw, and the Evergreens, with another error, it allows a run to come in on what should have been a double play that would have ended the inning. Instead, we have only one out, base is still loaded, and the Evergreens have lost the lead 4-3. So Brad Yelke reaches on a fielder's choice. The lead throw from shortstop Alex Kell pulled his second baseman off the bag at second. So not only was there no double play, but the throw to second was mishandled. And the Evergreens failed to get an out on what should have been a double play ball. Drew Hoff to bat, and the first pitch to him is a ball. A run in, and the bases are still loaded. And that pitch is inside, and now with the bases full, Sean Lutke has fallen behind, two balls and no strikes. You just get the feeling on a cold and windy day, well, the wind has died down at least, that's good. This is the kind of game where it's going to be a war of attrition. Going to be a lot of runs scored in this game. Here's a ground ball, hard hit to third. Evergreens come home and get the force at the plate. Throw back to first is not in time. So the Evergreens cut down the run at home and keep the deficit at one run, and that is the second out. Drew Hoff reaches on a fielder's choice. Cody Cocker handled that hot ground ball at third and went home to his catcher, Zach Hancock. And that cut down the run. So the bases are still loaded with the force at home. And Cole Guskey to bat. Pitch there is over for a strike. Boy, with the bases loaded, it is so important to work ahead in the count. And Lutke is ahead 0-1 here. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Lukey, high leg kick. Soft line drive over the head of the diving shortstop, Alex Kell. One run is going to score. They're going to try and score a second, and they do. It is a soft liner over the head of shortstop Alex Kell, who tried to move backwards and dive for it, and he couldn't. And Merrill gets two more runs in and widens their lead here in the bottom of the third inning. Big hit for Cole Guskey. Didn't do too much with it.
Left fielder Alex Zettler.
Certainly went with that pitch and picks himself up two RBIs. And here comes Alex Zettler. With those two runs in, it makes our score 6-3. As the Blue Jays have crossed the plate three times in the bottom of the third inning. Just when the Evergreens battle back to tie, give up three more runs. First pitch to Alex Zettler is over for a strike. With two outs, Merrill still has runners on first and second, so they could get some more here in what may be the final inning of work for Sean Lutke. Now, the Evergreens would like to get as much mileage out of their pitching as possible. They have a doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow. Pitches down low, one ball, one strike. Zettler grounded out to the shortstop his first time up, so he's 0-1. In fact, the bottom third of the Merrill batting order is a combined 1-4 so far in the ballgame. Merrill has six runs in this ballgame on the benefit of only four hits. Pitch there is off speed and misses inside. It's two balls and a strike. Interesting to see, should Zettler work out a walk? The count is 2-1 now. Would that be it for Sean Lutke if he loads those bases again? That'll be a decision for Coach Dave Langman, who's already made one visit to the mound. 2-1 pitch coming high, leg kick, and that's fisted to the infield. A soft fly ball caught by shortstop Alex Kell, and that brings the inning to an end. Merrill retakes the lead. They score three runs with the benefit of only two hits. The inning was prolonged on what should have been a double play ball to end the inning. Three complete. Blue Jays 6, Evergreens 3. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat. The way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Athletic Park in Merrill. I'm Chris Conley for the first game of our Fox Sports Radio High School Baseball doubleheader. We've reached the top of the fourth inning. Evergreen's batting, trailing 6-3. Here's Alex Kell. Kell's had a good game in the field. Takes ball one from pitcher David Poupall, who's back out on the mound for his fourth inning of work. Poupall's been staked now to a three-run lead, biggest lead of the ball game. Pitch is over for a high strike. It's one ball, one strike. The wind has been funny today. It died down for a while. Now it's started up again, and now it's blowing out to right field again. Batter Alex Kell asked for time. Pitcher Poupall delivered anyway, and will stay at one ball and one strike. Kell singled back in the second inning, was left stranded at second base. Evergreens have also left four runners in scoring position, two of them at third base. 1-1 pitch is popped up into left field. This is a high fly ball. Coming in is left fielder Alex Zettler, under it, catching, and there's one out. Thought that maybe the wind would do something with that. In fact, it didn't. Zettler, the left fielder, did a good job staying with it nonetheless. A lot of times when teams lose a lot of outside practice time, you know, when the teams have to practice indoors because of the weather, the things that you really can't replicate for indoor practice, you can't take batting practice, and you can't practice fly balls. So sometimes early in the season, these pop-ups are an adventure. Mason Hagenbusher to bat, and he takes ball one from David Poupall. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Easy Living Management. They're the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Hagenbusher is one for two. Check swing right in front of the plate. Picked up by Alex Klug, the catcher. Throws over to first, and Mason Hagenbusher is retired for the first time in the game. He had reached on a walk and singled. And now with the Evergreens falling behind in the game, they have two quick outs here on the top of the fourth, and Wyatt Brown, who is 0 for 2, is going to take his turn. Brown struck out and grounded out. And he is first ball hitting and pops it up behind first base. This one may be trouble. It drops in, and it's a fair ball. And Wyatt Brown, using his speed, running all the way. Good job running it out. Got around first. Is going to get into second with the shortest double that you're going to see all season. That was a little flare, just a little bit over the first baseman's head, and too much of a run for right fielder Brian Stachowicz. And it falls in for a double for Wyatt Brown with two outs. Well, the Evergreens trailing by three, maybe they can swallow this in little pieces. Get a run here and a run there and claw back into this ball game. Wyatt Brown's speed at second, so he could score on a hit to the outfield if Mike Plaza can oblige. Plaza has a hit and a walk so far in the game, so he is yet to be retired. And the first pitch to Plaza is on the inside corner for a strike. Plaza moved back just a little bit like he thought it was going to be inside. No, that's a pretty good pitch from David Poupall. He's ahead 0-1 in the count to Mike Plaza with Wyatt Brown on second and two men down, top of the fourth. That pitch is up high, overthrew that one. It's a ball and a strike. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better, ministryhealth.org. 1-1 to Mike Plaza with two outs. Duck on the pond here. And a slow roller to third. Fielded cleanly by Mason Reinholdt. And a wild throw. The inning is going to continue, and the Evergreens are going to get a run. Catcher Mason Reinholdt misfired, threw it right over his first baseman's head. It lets the Evergreens get a run back and allows Mike Plaza to reach first base. Throwing error on Mason Reinholdt. It is the Blue Jays' second error of the game. And it makes the score 6-4. So Wyatt Brown with the flare double and then advances two more bases to score on the error. Throw over to first to keep Mike Plaza close. He's back easily. Cody Cocker is now the batter. Cocker struck out but was able to make it to first on a dropped third strike, and he walked. So he's been aboard both times. And here comes the pitch. Runner is going. Pitch is outside. Throw down to second. Stolen base. So Mike Plaza moves into scoring position. It's the second time that the Evergreens have put Plaza in motion. He's got his second stolen base of the ballgame. So Plaza can do a lot offensively. You know, Wyatt Brown's speed is obvious. Mike Plaza has good speed, too, and Plaza's been a prolific hitter. Here's a swing and a foul tip. One ball, one strike to Cody Cocker. Sean Lutke awaits on deck. Not sure if Lutke will go out to pitch again. We'll see what happens when we get to the bottom of the fourth inning. Evergreens are back within two runs, 6-4, and here comes the 1-1 pitch, fouled back. It's a ball and two strikes. The Evergreens got this run with two outs. Pufall retired the first two men he faced before Wyatt Brown got that little excuse me double. One ball, two strikes. Pitch is swung on and foul tipped. Cody Cocker barely stays alive. Tomorrow's doubleheader opponent, Appleton East, had a 1-4 record for the season at the start of today. Appleton East is scheduled to play today in the Fox Valley. Should be a team that the Evergreens will be hoping for a win against. One ball, two strike pitch is popped foul down the first base line. We'll do it over again. And the Evergreens had Mike Plaza in motion, had the hit and run on for Cody Cocker. You would think with Plaza's speed, a hit to the outfield is going to score a run. Cody Cocker for the season is 4 of 16 at the plate. A lot of the Evergreens batters who got off to very good starts in the first three games of the season really cooled off when they were no hit earlier this week against Smash. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Did he check his swing? I'm not sure if he did. Umpire is indicating yes, and the throw over to first base brings the inning to a close. Cody Cocker goes down on a check swing strikeout. The Evergreens get one run on one hit, but leave another man in scoring position. The bottom of the fourth inning is next, with Merrill leading D.C. Everest 6-4 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may be made by the judge or jury. You are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you are injured in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by calling Tolusti & Kennedy Law Firm. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit easylivingmanagement.com.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together.
At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Solomon came in and worked the middle innings against Wisconsin Rapids. Struck out the side the first inning that he pitched. And did not allow a run. He is going to face 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order. Yeah, Austin Solomon worked 2 innings and struck out 4. He did not allow a hit. And he has just allowed a hit, as it's a single over the second baseman's head to start the bottom of the 4th inning for Brian Stockowitz. First ball hitting to lead off the bottom half of the inning. Austin Solomon had very good control the first time that we saw him pitch. We will total up Sean Lutke's line. Lutke worked the first 3 innings of the ball game and leaves potentially the losing pitcher here on the short end of a 6-4 score. To the top of the Merrill batting order we go for Mason Reinhart with a runner on first base and no one out. Here's Austin Solomon, who kind of slide-step delivers here, left that first pitch up high. Lutke allowed 6 runs. He did not strike out any batters, and he issued 3 walks. Not a particularly easy day to pitch. It's cold outside. Pitch misses there, and Solomon's behind 2 balls, no strikes to Mason Reinhart. It's runner at first and no one out. Merrill had a 3-run lead. They're still up by 2. 6-4. Runner is going. Pitches up high. Throw down to second. Bounce. Throw. Got him. Not sure if that was a good call or not. Brian Stockowitz may have indeed gotten in there. Instead, the throw is recorded as an out. Zach Hancock one-bounced it to his second baseman, and that erases the runner. Well, Merrill has had 2 outs recorded against them on the base paths. That caught stealing. And a long throw from right fielder Bryce Hines to cut down a runner at third base. Pitch there is over for a strike to Mason Reinhart. 3 balls and 1 strike. Hits are even at 5-5. Both teams have committed 2 errors. The Blue Jays are leading D.C. Ever 6-4 as we play the bottom of the 4th inning. Swing and a miss from Mason Reinhart. And Austin Solomon has battled back after falling behind. The count is now full. Reinhart has walked and singled. He bats here with no one on after the caught stealing. 3-2 pitch. That's down low for ball 4. So it is the first base on balls that Austin Solomon has allowed. Solomon also here finds himself pitching in cold weather. And this is a colder day than the first time that he was on the mound in that season opener against Wisconsin Rapids. Probably 10 or 15 degrees colder. Yeah, not an ideal day for pitchers today. Pickoff throw over to first base. Kind of a sidearm sling over to first base. And Mason Reinhart is back safely. Evergreens Baseball brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Pitch there is fouled off. It's no balls and 1 strike. David Pufall, the pitcher, is now batting for the Merrill Blue Jays. Pufall was hit by a pitch. Hit right either in the hip or rib cage. Couldn't have hurt too much. He went back out there to pitch when Sean Lutke. And he reached on a fielder's choice and was thrown out of the plate. Pitch from Solomon misses there. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. I thought Solomon was such a sharp pitcher during his debut against Wisconsin Rapids that I've been waiting for him to make his second appearance of the game of the season, and here it comes. Throws over to first. Runner Mason Reinhart dives back. Merrill, I would assume, knows that that's not D.C. Everest's regular catcher. Zach Hancock is catching in place of Mason Hagenbusher. See if they try and run on him. 1-1 pitch. Solomon misses up high, 2-1. Yes, Solomon is not quite as sharp in this game as we had seen during his pitching debut. See if he can settle down here. Merrill scored three runs in the first and three runs in the third, and this one has popped up in foul territory. Going over and taking a look is the third baseman, Cody Cocker. Nope, out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Cocker just ran out of room as he went up against the chain link fence that extends down the third baseline. Chain link fences here at Athletic Park have kind of redefined the playing field. The stone wall, the old stone wall, would have been 330 down the lines and more than 500 feet to center field. I don't know, I kind of like a big ballpark. Instead, there's a temporary home run fence that makes this a more traditional high school playing dimension. Two balls, two strikes. Runner is going, pitches down low, gets away from the catcher, Zach Hancock. And even though the catcher couldn't handle it, that'll be a stolen base for Mason Reinhardt as Reinhardt moves into scoring position. And the count goes full to David Pufall. Evergreen's trailed by three. They've gotten it back to two. Our score is 6-4. And Austin Solomon's job is to make sure his team doesn't fall any further behind here. Solomon's about to deliver a 3-2 pitch to David Pufall. Low kick, and the pitch is left down low. It's a walk. So Solomon has allowed a hit and two walks. And there are runners on first and second. And his catcher, Zach Hancock, is going to go out and have a word. Ty Grunewald is ready to bat. Grunewald is 0-2 today. You figure, though, he's in the number three hole, so he's got to be one of Merrill's better batters here. We are going to have a courtesy runner. Jacob Sabe comes out to run at first base. One out and runners on first and second as the pitcher and catcher conference at the mound breaks up. And Austin Solomon is getting ready to toe the rubber. Cody Cocker, the third baseman, is playing a step in. And here's the pitch, and it is down low. Solomon, in his pitching debut, fell behind a couple of batters, but was able to battle back in the count. Haven't seen that yet so far today. In fact, he's been behind all the batters that he's faced. This is the fourth batter he's seen in the inning, and he's not been ahead in the count at all. Batter Ty Grunewald asks for time. Sensing that Austin Solomon was taking a little too long to get set on the mound, time is granted. Now pitcher and batter are both set again. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Not looking to bunt, looking to swing, and the pitch is inside. Two balls and no strikes. See if Merrill does something here to try and put these runners in motion. They can pick up more runs in this inning. They have the potential to really break this game open. Grunewald, the number three batter, is ahead in the count, 2-0, and there's another pitch that misses down low. Hancock's three pitches in this sequence, Solomon's pitches in this sequence, have all been at about the same spot. Pitch is not quite in the dirt, but just below the knees. And now he's in danger of loading the bases. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, taking all the way, and that one misses high. Now the bases are full. Three walks issued for Austin Solomon. So it is safe to say that consistency is a factor. This is not the Austin Solomon that we saw earlier in the year. Cleanup batter Alex Klug bats with the bases full of Blue Jays. So this is one of those moments. Now that we're in the middle innings, this is one of those moments, one of those at-bats that could really shape this ballgame. Extra base hit or a hit to the outfield really puts Merrill in the driver's seat at this point. They already lead by two. Let's see if Austin Solomon can find the plate here. He cannot. He bounces the fastball in front of home plate. Coach Dave Langman asks for time and is going to pay a visit to the mound to Austin Solomon. And Solomon's kind of slumping down at the shoulders. The body language is not all that good. Frustrated with the result and probably frustrated that he's getting a talking to from his coach right now. During this visit to the mound, we'll tell you that D.C. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. Country Fresh Meats reminds you that when it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. And the Marshfield Clinic is a sponsor of all of our Evergreens and Wausau East broadcasts. Marshfield Clinic says if you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Again, Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. And Coach Dave Langbin walks back to the dugout. Coach looks almost as frustrated as his pitcher. No one's all that happy with what's going on here. Solomon is behind in the count. One ball and no strikes as the conference breaks up to Alex Klug. Base is loaded, and here comes the 1-0 pitch. And Solomon gets a strike on the outside corner. He needed that. One ball and one strike. You know, in between all of these base runners and all of this scoring, Everest pitching did have a 3-up, 3-down inning back in the second. Like a little more of that, guys. 1-1. Pitch there misses the outside corner, 2-1. Nowhere to put Klug. Brad Yelke, the first baseman, awaits on deck. Yelke has a hit and reached on a fielder's choice. So this is the heart of the Merrill batting order, and the Evergreens are living dangerously. Solomon taking his time here is 2-1 pitch. That's right at the knees. Pitcher's pitch there, two balls, two strikes. That's one of those pitches on the outside part of the plate, right at the knees, could go either way. Solomon needed that call, and he got it. The count is two balls, two strikes. And here comes Solomon's delivery. And there's a ground ball caught by the first baseman, Brady Burrell, who steps on the bag. It's a double play to end the inning. Talk about the pitcher's friend. Line drive to Burrell, made the catch, and stepped on the bag to bring the inning to a close. The Evergreens still trailing by two. Four innings complete. Merrill 6, D.C. Everest 4. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity.